This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
You know, it's interesting. I said this is our discussion of journalism issues, and we're going to discuss that word journalism today because some colleges are changing things up a little bit. Poynter reports that West Virginia University's Perley Isaac Reed School of Journalism is going to be changing its name to the Reed College of Media. And in October of last year, the Board of Trustees at Indiana University approved a new media school, combining the journalism school with several other departments. Is this much ado about nothing? Is this just a matter of semantics, a word change here, or is there more to it to you, Lisa?
I think it's a reflection of the huge changes going on in the industry. And from my perspective as an educator, we're under pressure, I should say, to be teaching more than reporting and writing, but also multimedia skills, posting video, audio, et cetera, online. We're finding ourselves teaching way more and changing our curriculums or trying to. That's what you're seeing, and just trying to keep up with everything.
Shouldn't that all fall under the umbrella of journalism, though, Jasmine? I mean, why the name change?
Well, look at our university. We have journalism in a different college than broadcasting. We do have journalism. We teach some journalism. We do teach journalism in broadcasting, but we're in two different colleges. So maybe, you know, some of these universities are realizing that they need to be under the same umbrella and be including all this curriculum in the same place because of what Lisa said. It's in the industry. All these reporters now are doing all of these different things. They're required to learn AP style, and they're also required to know how to shoot a video news package and take their own photos. You're seeing photographers being laid off and reporters now taking on those jobs. So it's very convergent now. We have a lot of convergent journalism going on out there. Now, I do kind of think of it as a rebranding, too, for purposes of selling the degree.
Seems to me it still should be journalism, and I would hope that in these colleges of media or these media schools, there still is an emphasis on journalism and turning out reporters, news reporters rather than entertainment reporters. So that's one of my fears, is they're just going to broaden that curriculum and teach people how to look good on camera and engage in a lot of light conversation instead of being able to do some heavy digging or some strong reporting.
Well, I can't speak for WVU so much, but I do know a few people that work within this in this college. But in broadcasting, we're still teaching the fundamentals of journalism, you know. And I'm sure the journalism department is also doing the same thing. I think that's still a fundamental that should not be lost, even though we're changing the name. I feel like how could the curriculum change so much that journalism skills are left out? I think we're just maybe adding more digital, you know, maybe graphics classes. Maybe we're just making our students more well-rounded for later when they actually go into the profession are expected to do a lot more than what people traditionally were.
I mean, I agree that the emphasis that the primary emphasis should be telling stories well, being able to learn your way around a community, knowing your civics, knowing how to interview people, knowing how to write and being, you know, skilled with a language. Those should really be the core of a good journalist. But now employers expect, as Jasmine was saying, expect journalists to be able to tell stories on, as the biz, they say in the biz now, multiple platforms, mm-hmm. you know, being able to tell it digitally or in print or on the radio or wherever. So they have to have those technological skills too. And then that gets expensive for schools because, you know, I'm a print journalist, so I have to learn these skills before I can teach it. Mm-hmm. And then you have to factor in the training. So it's difficult to keep up, as I said before.
And for our listeners who might not know this, I mean, for years, There's been a print way of writing, mm-hmm. and there's been a broadcast style, if right. you will, and they can be very different. So when we talk about telling stories in these different ways, different platforms, there are just different ways that you write the story. And all you have to do is go to, for example, our website. And a lot of times you'll read a version of a story. And then if you listen to the on-air story, it's structured in a different type of way. And Jasmine, I'm sure with video or mm-hmm. television, you're doing a lot of the writing towards the video, towards right. the pictures that right. you have.
Yeah, it's you're writing the story and then you're matching the video with it, and also keeping in mind what you do have to show the audience so you can refer to it. So yeah, we write in a very visual way.
Well, you said you write and then you find images to go with mm-hmm. it. Do you sometimes come back or have a reporter come back with a certain piece of video and write the story to that video?
That can happen that way too. I mean, you have to have the video shot to actually edit it, and put that story together. There are times that the video doesn't matter as much. You know, sometimes a story won't have strong video, and then you'll have to kind of throw it out and maybe write an on-camera reader because the graphics or the visuals aren't going to really give you anything. That does happen too.
And Lisa, I would imagine you've never in your newspaper career would have somebody come back with a photograph from a story that you went out and covered, you know, had the photographer come back and write your story to that photograph, correct? You would write the story yourself, mm-hmm. and maybe they would match up a photograph to go with it.
Generally, that's how it worked, right?
Mm-hmm. You would not write to the photograph.
I wouldn't write to the photograph, usually. So now that's all different in the newsroom, the very newsroom I left behind. Everyone's doing everything now, even shooting their own photographs. So,
all right. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.